The city of Detroit is broke, bleeding far more cash than it takes in each month. So the state of Michigan is taking control of Detroit's finances. That announcement came today, and Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET has the story.
In a small public TV studio in front of banners reading Detroit Can't Wait and an invitation-only audience of 30 people, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder made his case today. Detroit faces a declining population, dwindling tax base, and decades of mismanagement, including corruption at times so pervasive, former mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is currently on trial for federal racketeering charges. It's left Detroit with a budget deficit of more than $300 million.
There is probably no city that's more financially challenged in the entire United States. If you looked at the quality of services to citizens, it's ranked among the worst. It's time to say we should stop going downhill.
Worse than that, Snyder says, a state review team found Detroit carries roughly $14 billion in long-term debt for pensions and other obligations.
All the creditors need to be called to the table to say, can it be renegotiated? Asking something from everyone in the long term to say, this just doesn't work.
The governor today officially declared a financial emergency in Detroit and recommended that a state-appointed manager take over. Detroit officials have a 10-day window to appeal the decision, but business leaders here say the city's elected officials had their chance. Sandy Barua heads the Detroit Regional Chamber and says potential investors have been concerned about the inability of the city's mayor and council to agree on, well, just about anything.
An emergency manager or emergency financial manager will come in and be able to make the tough decisions that have eluded local government to date.
For example, that manager would be able to wipe out some existing labor contracts. Already, members of city unions are talking sit-down strikes to gain attention for their financial plight. The manager would also attack that $14 billion in long-term debt, much of it stemming from pensions owed to retired workers. Some of those retirees are in this long line of people snaking down a corridor at Detroit City Hall, residents waiting to pay back taxes. Cheryl Ryan retired from her city job 2 years ago, basing the rest of her financial future on a guaranteed pension that now may be too much for Detroit to afford.
We've been hurt over the last 20 years by less pay, which affects our pension too. Now, when the emergency manager comes in and if he touches the pension and does away with the pension system, we're lost. We don't have any income.
Further down the hallway, 30-year Detroit resident Daryl Manning says he welcomes the appointment of an emergency financial manager, no matter what measures are taken to slash spending.
What are they going to cut? We already don't have lights. We already don't have police. If our house on fire, you better have insurance because the fire truck, when you get there, if you're upstairs, they can't come and get you because the ladders don't work. We're going to suffer anyway. I'd rather suffer and have someone come in and fix it than to suffer forever.
Others here, like Alexander Marshall, say they're just past the point of caring. He doubts the city's finances can be fixed anytime soon, so he plans to leave Detroit.
You know, I lived in the city my whole life, but I think it's getting ready to take a toll. I think that things will definitely get worse before they get any better. There's just so much debt. I think that emergency manager really wouldn't do much right now.
Governor Snyder says once Detroit is on firm financial footing, the city can then reinvest in services like police and fire. But with the city desperately needing to find savings, the short-term pain of deep cuts now appears very near at hand. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.